I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The heavy rain we've been experiencing caused a river to go over its banks in the North Georgia city of Helen this morning. The National Weather Service said up to 7 inches of rain caused flooding to creeks and rivers, so they've issued a flash flood warning for White and Towns counties into the evening hours. WAGA-TV reports that water was knee-deep in some areas of Helen's downtown. No injuries or structural damage have been reported. The Atlanta Beltline is seeking to hire contractors for repairs at 3 locations along the South Side Corridor. The 4.5-mile railroad corridor runs from University Avenue to Glenwood Avenue. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports that Beltline engineers estimate the trail will be ready for use in early 2019. A site visit with potential contractors is scheduled for next week. Millicent Few, the former Atlanta Public Schools human resources chief who pleaded guilty 4 years ago for her role in the APS test score conspiracy, has lost another job. According to the AJC, Few signed on in January of this year to be human resources director for the city of College Park, drawing an $87,000 a year salary. She left that position on May 11th. City officials contacted by the paper would only say that Few left the post by mutual agreement and that they were aware of her involvement in the APS scandal when she was hired. Georgia Southern University's president is headed to Louisiana. Jamie Hebert will become provost and vice president of academic affairs at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. He announced his departure from Georgia Southern earlier this month. Shelley Clark Nickel will serve as interim president while the Georgia Board of Regents looks for a replacement. Georgia Southern is the state's largest university outside of Atlanta. And Chatham County commissioners are asking the federal government to declare a fishery disaster. Shrimpers were idle and lost months of income because of unusually cool ocean temperatures earlier this year. If the U.S. Commerce Department approves the request, shrimp boat operators can apply for low-interest loans to offset the losses. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets last night 7-6. The Braves came back from a 4-run deficit to win the game on a walk-off home run in the 9th inning.
Swing and a drive down the line. Did he get enough? He did! The Braves walk off again on a line drive homer by Johan Camargo.
With the win, Atlanta maintains a slim half-game lead in the division. They'll play the Mets again tonight at 7:30. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.